Welcome back to the show. Evan Bray on the Tuesday lunch hour. Lots of the province seeing a little bit of sunshine right now, although we do expect those showers could roll through and continue to bounce in and out of our province over the next few days. It looks as if the wet is not gone just yet. In fact, as we get closer to the weekend, typical, we expect to see some more rain rolling through the province. Well, Hockey Night in Canada, this was a big topic last week when the news broke that Hockey Night in Canada would no longer be broadcast on CBC. That news flocked people to the text line, to the phone line, not only to share memories of why Hockey Night in Canada was such an important part of their past, but frustration with the fact that it is now going to be gone from the TV that many would say is the most accessible in terms of being able to watch in Canada. Many people frustrated that essentially now you are paying, whether it's for a cable package or some sort of streaming service, if you want to watch hockey in Canada. Well, there's a group of people, a Regina band, actually, that's hoping to change that. Carter Vosper is the lead singer and guitarist for Regina's Blue Beach Band, who you just heard, by the way. That was the music that brought us into this segment. He joins us for a quick chat about what they're doing. They're taking this into their own hands, and I'm happy to say Carter Vosper joins us by phone. Carter, thanks so much for joining the show.
Thank you for having me.
Are you a hockey guy?
I am, yeah. I grew up playing hockey. My brother, who happens to be the bass player in our band, we grew up playing all the way through high school, and our dad was the coach. So, yeah, it's been a big part of our lives
forever. And I'm guessing you watched Hockey Night in Canada growing up.
Of course. I think everybody did.
Yeah. So what was your reaction? You heard the news last week, like we all did, that this was no longer going to, after 74 years, the tradition was stopping. What did you think of that?
We were pretty gutted when we got the news. We were actually in the middle of a tour we had just kicked off out in BC. And the branding for this tour, we've really leaned into our hockey and Canadian roots. So we've been wearing Hockey Night in Canada jerseys on stage and like showing Wendell Clark highlights at our shows and, yeah, really leaning into it. So it felt like the timing couldn't have been worse when we found out. So, yeah, we were super upset.
So you decided to do something about it. You're gathering signatures. How's that going?
It's going good. Yeah, the day the news dropped, we decided we'd start an online petition and just try and garner some support and raise some awareness for this. So, yeah, we started it, and we've been displaying the QR code at our shows at the merch booth. And that was about a week ago today, and we've hit 10,000 signatures morning, so it spread like wildfire.
What are you hearing from people when you talk to them, or the people part of your road crew talk to them? What are they hearing people say when they see the petition opportunity there?
Oh, I mean, they're heartbroken like we are for the most part. It's like all like-minded Gen Z Canadians at our shows every night. So, yeah, they are behind us 100%, and they want to see CBC and Sportsnet go back to the drawing board and find a way to keep hockey accessible.
Are you guys still on tour right now, Carter?
We are. We're actually about to do our hometown province leg of the tour. So we're in Regina this Friday and Saskatoon on Saturday.
And you guys, correct me if I'm wrong, but didn't you just drop a new album earlier this month?
We did, yeah. That's what we're touring. It's called Mulligan, the album, and it's the Mulligan tour that we're on.
Describe your band. I mean, we played a little snippet of it coming into this segment, but what style of music are you?
We've been going with the term dad rock for quite a while. Kind of the stuff that you'd hear in your mom and dad's record collection, but a little bit of modern influence as well. But yeah, high energy rock and roll.
Let's talk about your show Friday and Saturday. So Friday in Regina, where?
At O'Hanlon's Pub.
Okay, and then Saskatoon on Saturday?
Yeah, and that's at a place called The Green Room.
Right on. And the petition that we're talking about, if people want to sign this petition that you've got going to save Hockey Night in Canada, how do they do that? Where can they go?
There's a number of ways. You can go to our social media. We've got it linked in our bio. You could just look up Save Hockey Night in Canada on Google. It should come up. Or, if you want to come to a show, we have it set up at the merch booth. So,
love it.
There's a couple ways, yeah.
Good stuff, Carter. Well, listen, thanks for the work you're doing there. Good luck with the tour continuing and your dates in the province here this weekend.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Good to have you on the program. Carter Vosper, he is the lead singer and guitarist for Regina's Blue Beach Band. You can catch them in Regina on Friday, in Saskatoon on Saturday. And if you do, feel free to click on that QR code and sign the petition that they've got going there as well. Speaking of hockey, Mike Babcock, the new head coach of the Edmonton Oilers. Many people speculated this would not happen, that while they might have been talking to Mike Babcock, that they weren't actually going to pull the trigger on it. Well, they did. Is this the shakeup needed? I mean, the Oilers, of course, they've been coached by Chris Knobloch, who is also a Saskatchewan coach with roots in Imperial, Saskatchewan. That didn't go as well as many had hoped that it would. They've got the ingredients. They've got the all-star power. Some people would say maybe they don't have the goaltending quite where it needs to be. They've certainly got the offensive ability to go deep and win a Stanley Cup. However, they haven't been able to do it. They've been there twice, made it to the final twice, not this year, but the last couple before. Still weren't able to get it over the finish line. Is Mike Babcock the missing piece of the puzzle, or does he go in there and cause things to completely explode? I know there's a few people joining on the text. I'm sure this will be a topic on the Green Zone this afternoon. Jamie and Locker fire up at 2 o'clock here on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.